I just want to share this quick 5-minute exercise with yourself because I did it last Friday. Completely changed my perspective on all aspects of my life. Every single action I'm taking right now has monumental effects on not only the outcome and my ability to reach a final destination. Again, knowing that still every single step has no final destination, but is a process in and of itself and a continuous cycle of growth and expansion of mind. But the fact remains that this exercise is truly powerful because it allows you to literally put your mind, your perspective, and all your desires onto paper and create that initial spark of physical manifestation. Because as you know, most billionaires say that everything that they've ever written on paper has been able to manifest itself. And it's truly that, because it starts with incremental shifts in creating a void within your life and then filling up that void with more power, more growth, right? And it's more about the money, more about the profit. It's about growth. It's about growth. And growth always comes. That's what I would say. Even if I lost $1 million right now, even though I would gain $1 million right now, I'd literally shift back to where I'm at, because it's not about income. It's about intrinsic value. We need to understand the distinction, because that's explaining why, let's say people who win the lottery, right? 70% of people who win the lottery go bankrupt just because they do not have the mindset of a rich person. They do not have the intrinsic value of the same person. It's like you're trying to lose weight. You're trying to lose 10 pounds. You're probably going to gain these 10 pounds back because literally your intrinsic value, i.e. dictated by your person, your self-image, the way you see yourself, will literally take you back to the initial step you were at, unless you're able to transcend that through growth, through consuming, through interacting with other people. And again, there's different factors, but again, it's about growth. It's about this continuous cycle. That's why they say grow or die, right? And a simple exercise will literally take you back to what matters and take you back to just simply reverse engineer from the point where you currently want to be at to your point right now, and then completely bridges a gap so that you could take step by step by step and fill that void, right? Because it's useless creating a goal if you do not have an action plan. It's always a classic that, right? We're always saying, create an action plan. You're like, I know. But then do it, right? Set deadlines for yourself. Make this goal a reality. So literally close your eyes right now. Take a pen and paper out. If you're not having a pen and paper, make sure you do this exercise afterwards. I truly guarantee you it will change your life in monumental ways. Monumental, I guarantee you. I will literally PayPal you $1 million if you do not see results in the next 10 years. I mean, there's no reason for you not to do it if you literally apply what I'm about to tell you. So close your eyes. I want you to literally picture yourself in your deathbed and visualize every single action, every single event, every single moment, every single thing that you've done in an idealistic world, okay, in a positive, not positive, but in an idealistic world. Who have you been in that life, right? How have you treated others? What have you done? What did you have? Okay, there's no wrong in saying what you have. If you were a billionaire and you visualize yourself as a billionaire in your deathbed, go ahead and write it out. Literally, if that meant I went to California, I traveled every single city in the world, I grew an agency from $10 to $60 million. I had 1,000 restaurants. What do you want to put inside your legacy? More than about ego, how did you want to transform these wants and desires into who you are? Right? It's not necessarily about who you are, what you have, but it's about who you are. Who were you? Right? So more importantly than saying I had a house, I was a millionaire. I own a house. These are all things that define identity. All things that define identity more than physical desires. Okay? Want you to write, there's no limit to this. Literally take 5 minutes right now. Okay, great. Now I want you to put a number next to each and every single one of these set outcomes. Okay? These desired self-image aspects of yourself in projecting into the future. Put a number. Each number represents 1 year. So 1 next to the goal means you'll achieve that in 1 year. Two years. If you don't know, maybe put 20. Maybe it's a 20-year goal. Maybe it's a 10-year goal. Who knows? I want you literally, with gut feeling, okay, identify each and every one of these goals and set a number next to them. See how you resonate to it. Perfect. Perfect. Okay? I would literally do this exercise every single month. Every single month, remind yourself, okay? Now, the goals of 1 year, okay? Make them fundamental. For me, let me show you. Let me read them to you, all right? This is what I came out with. I'm opening my book. That's why it's saving some time. I will easily automate a digital marketing agency servicing at least 60 sustainable businesses, driving them massive and monumental results and making at least $50,000 in profits with ease by December 31st, 2019. That's very effortlessly $4,167 per month. Do you see how simple that was? Second goal, I will easily achieve a godlike athletic body at 180 pounds with a mouth-watering six-pack, all while having unstoppable energy and waking up at 5 a.m. every day like a king. So I literally broke it out in legacy and body, mind and body, mind and body, mind and body. What can my mind create? What can my body create? It's all about the synergy between those two. So literally write out. Take two goals in a short term. Literally short term. I would say 1 year perspective. And write it out the way I did it. Use words like easily. Make it at least. Okay? And set smart goals. So when? I said December 31st, 2019. How much? Break it down into step-by-step outcomes, and then literally reverse engineer. So after I created these two goals, I literally put down, let me show you, the opportunity steps, okay? The opportunity steps. So I literally reverse engineer myself from getting 50K by December 31st, 2019, and where I'm at right now, making 1K a month. Literally making 1K a month off one client a month. Reverse engineer that. Opportunity steps. So it would be right now, kill it for X client. I do not want to name the name. Generate 400 sales. Okay, that's number one. Get a case study to create the proof of concept. Step two, the concept is proven. Create a case study funnel plus the PR gigs going around that specific case study that I killed it for. Plus, create digital assets like online website, email funnel, etc., and create great content. Step three, automate the sales funnel. Hire simultaneously six team members, i.e. a project manager, salesperson, graphic designer, landing page designer, digital marketer, and a messenger and autoresponder expert. Okay, these are all hired, outsourced on Upwork for the first 50K I will make for my agency. Do you see how easy that is? You literally write down and reverse engineer every single step. Once internal system is proven, once I have these six staff members, I try the system with one client. If everything works out, I double down every single month. Okay, so every single month I add a client. So two the second month, three the third month, four the fourth month, five the fifth month, etc., until I find a gap. If I find a gap, I stall it. I keep five clients, or I keep at the number where I'm at, repair that, and try to detach myself. That's why I also write in the goals is only working 10 hours a day. That's why it's created automated. Okay, why I said automated. And the goal is at least $50,000 in profit, help at least 60 businesses by December 31st, 2019. Okay, once you write that bigger picture opportunity plan, it becomes so easy, and there's nothing much you have to do after, in the sense that if you're able to write this specific goal twice a day, in the morning and at night before you go to bed, you will literally prime your brain to only see the specific set of actions that will get you to that goal. Okay, because as you know, why do you want to fight your subconscious mind? 98% of all the actions that you will ever take are dictated by subconscious routine like pattern within yourself that you cannot necessarily control in the short term. So why would you try to fight that? Use it to your advantage. Program it. Your mind is literally like a computer. You can program it to do it what you want on autopilot. Okay, so don't try to struggle with willpower, with motivation, with discipline. These are all great assets you want to have. The key here is, even if you're a business owner, is to automate these processes. So literally by writing these things down, okay, you're putting on a specific lens that allows you to see the specific set of actions that will allow you to transcend and become a person who is worthy of these goals. Literally by writing this out for the last 4 days, I probably would not have done this podcast. I probably would not have waken up at 6 a.m. so far. Okay, I'm working on 5 a.m., don't worry. But I have this perspective, and slowly but surely, I'm reverse engineering that specific self-identity and making this one, that one into a reality. Do you see what I mean? So let me reframe that. Step number one, write down for 5 minutes every single goal or every single desire, burning desire inside of you that you want in the next 10, 20, 1, 3 years. Okay, visualize yourself in deathbed. What have you achieved? Who were you? How did you serve people? What did you accomplish? What were you doing? Did you publish 10 books? Did you go on a 10? Did you go around the world? Did you speak? Okay, were you paid 100K to speak? All these specific set of actions. Then take the ones that are most, that if you were able to do in 1 year, the only two goals that you would be able to do for mind and body in that year that would satisfy and make everything else irrelevant, write it down. For me, it was, I will easily automate the digital marketing agency servicing at least 60 sustainable businesses, driving the massive results and making $50,000 in profits with ease by December 31st, 2019. Do you see what I'm going for? And then you literally write the opportunity steps. Reverse engineer. What will it take for me to get to that specific point? Okay, for me it was creating a case study, creating a proof of concept. And then from there, you write these two specific goals morning and night, and literally let your subconscious mind do the work. Again, this comes with self-education. I'm reading a book a day right now just because I program my mind and I prime my mind. My mind literally is saying you need to be more self-educated if you want to reach this goal. Okay? And it's bigger than me now. I'm just reading, I'm consuming because I want this. It's burning, it's inside of me. Do you get what I mean? Let me know if this makes sense. Go to @OzLog on IG or just type in Oz, O-Z, and you'll find me. Ask me a question. Peace out. Enjoy your night.